Good evening, everyone. Thanks for coming. This is the tech talk about keeping wolves out of your platform with Content Moderator. And my name's Greg Clark. I'm a program manager on the Content Moderator team.
Hi, I'm Sudipto Rakshit. I'm the dev architect on the Content Moderator platform.
Before we get started with the Content Moderator talk, I really wanted to take you guys through a bit of the journey I've been on for the past couple of years. My wife and I bought this property a couple years ago, and we've been building on it ever since. We built this barn 2 years ago, and this last summer we built this house. And while we were building the house, we were living in the barn. We have a little apartment we built. And the first night we were living there, we were awoken with a horrible howling noise in the back, in this forest back here. We could hear all this howling, and we realized there was wolves back there. And we intend on having animals on this property, and wolves and animals don't really mix very well. So our plans for fencing actually changed that night. We were going to just build a simple fence, and we realized we're going to have to build a much more complex fence structure to keep wolves out. So this winter, I started my fencing project. This is me building a fence, and this is the fruits of my labor after an entire day of work. What you can see there is there's only two posts in the ground. This is not going well for me at this point. Back of this truck right here, there's about another 100 posts. So when you start doing the math, the time it's going to take me to build this fence is going to exceed probably the life of my wife's patience for me to get this done. So we tried a couple other things. This is my wife holding a post while I'm hammering it in the ground with a tractor bucket. Not OSHA approved for sure. That was not the way we finished the fence. My wife was actually thinking, this is not going to go well for me, so what are the other options? I think I have some friends with some tools that can help us out. And so we talked to the friend, and sure enough, they were able to lend us some tools. Does anybody know in the picture what tool we actually used to help us with our fencing project? No one? The auger? Yeah, that's right. So we were able to get this auger, and this helped us automate our fencing project. And what was going to take us probably 2 or 3 months of work, we got done in 2 weeks' time. We were able to finish the fence. So what is Content Moderator? When we think about Content Moderator, we look at machine-assisted. So we take a bunch of AI and machine learning algorithms, and we gather signals on the content, whether that's text, video, or images. And then we apply the human in the loop. So we know that machines aren't perfect yet, and they can't make automated decisions on all of our content. And so we need a person to actually take a look at that content before we make a final decision. So that's the human in the loop aspect of Content Moderator. And all of this sits on what we call a content workflow platform. That platform is essentially the ability for us to take all those signals, chain them together in workflows, and different decisions that happen over time or over the lifespan of your automation, so that you can have the right content surface back into your platforms that your customers expect. So with that, I'm actually going to hand it over to Sudipto, who's going to actually walk you guys through a quick demo.
Thank you, Greg. So here's what I'm going to show you guys today. We'll see how we can integrate with Content Moderator APIs and enable these advanced content workflows that Greg just talked about. While Content Moderator can be used to integrate with any platform, you know, it's a simple REST APIs, any platform can be used to connect with it. For this demo specifically, I'll show you how we could quickly moderate a Facebook business page, hook it up such that as people post images and text to that page, it goes into an Azure function, which I'm calling the FB listener here, which will then get pushed into Content Moderator using the APIs. Content Moderator, in turn, will run your content workflow. It will apply your policies. It will talk to all the different cognitive APIs, get more intelligence on the content, and then finally check if there is a human needs to make a decision in this while moderating this content. And once everything is done in Content Moderator, it pushes the results back into another Azure function that I'm calling the Content Moderator Listener, which takes that, deciphers should this Facebook post stay or not, and if it has to be taken down. With that, let me just jump into Content Moderator. Now, Content Moderator, you come in, it's contentmoderator.cognitive.microsoft.com. You can sign up for a new team, or I'll sign in to a team that I've already created for the demo. you can create a new account. I have a local account that I've created here. Now what you see here as an administrator of this account, I see all the work that has already been done in my account. And if there was any pending work, I would see it here. On the top nav, there is the try link, which allows you to go in and create reviews for content. And next is the review section, where your reviewers will spend most of their time. The human in the loop will spend most of the time here. And finally, there's the interesting part, the settings. The team section is where you create your team of reviewers. The tags is where you apply your policies. What kind of content is allowed on my platform? Do I allow profanity? Do I allow adult, racy? What kind of content? Connectors is the different APIs that you will connect to. And finally, workflows is what brings it all together. The different cognitive APIs and your policies, they'll come together in a workflow. So you'll see that I have two workflows set up here. The first one is called the Facebook image workflow, so I'll jump into that one. So what's a workflow? A workflow is a condition that will be applied on the incoming content. And then if the condition is true, it'll take some actions on the next step. If it's not true, then you could do something else. If I expand this, for this demo, what I've done is the content that comes in, I'll check what's the RACI score on the content. If the RACI score is greater than zero, I create a review for it so that a human looks at it. In a real scenario, you probably won't do that because you don't necessarily care about images which have a zero RACI score. So let me go to the Azure functions that I have set up here. I'm opening two tabs because I have two Azure functions set up, so I can show each one of them side by side. So this is the Azure function. It's simplistic. It's a HTTP webhook function, which receives the events as REST events coming from Facebook. Once it gets the event, it parses it out, and then checks, is this a photo or is this a text? And based on that, it goes further in and creates, it calls the content moderator API right here. To call the content moderator API, all you need is the subscription key, the team ID, and the region for your content moderator account. Where do you get those? Actually, let me jump back to my content moderator UI. I go to credentials. Now, this is where you're getting your credentials. This is your API key. That's your region. I selected West US. And that's my team ID right here, CM demo. I'll go back here. So once you pump those in here, as the content comes in, Facebook will send those events, and we'll create jobs in content moderator. With that, you know what? Let me just go into show this in action. So I'll expand the logs. I'll clear the old ones out. On the other one, I'll open the content moderator listener web job, which is actually, again, receiving is going to receive the content moderator callback and parse the event. So let me, again, bring up the logs here. I'll clear the logs. And now I jump into Facebook. So I've created this web page, this Facebook business page, specifically for the demo. And what I'm going to now do is I'll go in and I'll say, let me post an image right here. And I hit publish. So what will happen now? This image is getting uploaded to Facebook, and Facebook now sends an event to our Facebook listener. In a few seconds, we'll see, okay, so it's right here. That's the event that came in. It says the sender was myself, the content moderator demo, and it has the image URL right here. What happened next was that it called the content moderator API and created a job. Behind the scenes, content moderator ran the image workflow, and it came back with a callback right here. And because the way we had set up the workflow says that it should create a human review in any case, so if I now jump back into my UI and I go to the dashboard, I should actually see, oh, there is one image review pending. So your reviewers will basically see this view. So they come in here, and they look at the image. And they say, no, it's not a bad image here. So I'll just let it through. They hit next, and they're done with this one. Let's take another example. So on this time around, let me post a bunch of images. Let me take a few. So they get uploaded. Facebook is slow today, basically. Okay. So I'm uploading those, and if you go back to my function here, we'll see Facebook will start sending those events right into the Azure function. And this function will then turn create those jobs in on the other side in Content Moderator. I go back to my dashboard. This time around, there are more images coming in. I refresh the dashboard. There are a few more. There are 9 of them, actually. The reason I wanted to show you more images, because as your reviewers are going to come and look into this, they can either see all of those images together right now, or they could look at a fewer images. This one was actually detected as racy by the classifier. And if I go back to my minimized view and I say, OK, I'll let all of these through while marking one of them as racy, now the callback that goes to my other content moderator listener has that racy flag there. And what will happen is this guy receives the callback, and it'll take down my post, which is right here. And if it has already received the callback, the post would be, it's still here. Let me try one more time. Okay, so it's gone. So it was taken down. Now, let's look at something else. Let's try some text here. I'll say publish. In fact, I have a few more. I'll just take them. Publish. One more. So I published 3 different languages here. So now before I show you what shows up on the UI, let's go to the workflows and look at what I had set up the text workflow as. The text workflow is a little more flexible. Now what it does is it says, let me first check what's the language for the incoming text. It sees the language. If the language is English, and it has profanity on it, in that case, let's push this text to my English subteam. So a subset of my reviewers who are experts on English will actually get to see it. If the language is Spanish, in that case, let's take it to the Spanish subteam. And else, just take it to the default subteam. So what we expect now is if I go back to my dashboard, I should actually get 3 reviews, one in each subteam. So I click on default. This was actually identified as Finnish, and this word was actually bad. What I'll do on this one is I'll actually override the machine had figured out as profanity. So let me say it's not profanity, just for the sake of the demo. And I hit next on this one. I change my subteam to English. Oh, and let's say this is bad. I say it is bad. And on the next one, on Spanish, I go back and I say, this is also bad. So behind the scenes, I completed all the 3 reviews. We would have got those callbacks here. In fact, you see the last post, it says I'm deleting certain Facebook posts. That's the logs that is showing up. If I go back to my Facebook page and I refresh this page, I should ideally be left with just one text message, which I let through. If I scroll back down, that's the only one that's left. The others were taken down. So I'm actually done with the demo now. The other thing that I have set up here is the GitHub location, which actually explains, takes you step by step through setting up the Facebook page, setting up your content moderator team, and setting up the workflows. and you're done. I think in about 10 minutes, you'll be able to get to moderating a Facebook page using Content Moderator. With that, let me hand it over back to Greg. Thank you.
Thanks, Sudipta.
You can switch back.
Thanks, Sudipta. So, that was a great demo. I think you guys hopefully got a good overview of how to get quickly started with Content Moderator. So this is my finished fence. You can there's truth in my story. I was able to complete it. You can see the house is actually done in the background there too. And wolves are no longer allowed in my property. My animals are safe. So the moral of the story is Content Moderator can be the auger for your platform to help you guys quickly get up and running and keeping your platforms, keeping the wolves out of your platforms that you don't want in there. As Sudipta mentioned, the demo is available up on GitHub. We also have our SDK available, and you can sign up for Content Moderator there as well. So with that, are there any questions? You're welcome to catch us offline as well. We're over in the Cognitive Services booth this week. Thanks for coming.